You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Figuring out how to parent is a learning curve, and doing it during a global pandemic is a whole different thing. And with lots of kids spending more time at home learning and just being, parents are feeling the pinch. So how do you get your kids to behave when they don't have many other outlets? Well, desperate times often call for more unconventional measures. Can't get your kids to eat their veggies? Try putting frozen peas in a Pez dispenser. That makes it a lot more fun. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you now, or did you used to be a parent of younger children or teens? What weird little parenting tricks did you create along the way? Maybe in a moment of desperation. If you're parenting during the pandemic, what adaptations have you made? Have you found some genius ideas in this tough time? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Hillary Frank is the creator, executive producer, and host of the parenting podcast, The Longest Shortest Time. Also a contributor to This American Life and a young adult author, she wrote the book Weird Parenting Wins, Bathtub Dining, Family Screams, and Other Hacks from the Parenting Trenches. Hillary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, before we talk about the specifics of parenting during a pandemic, Hillary, I just want to get into the concept of the weird parenting wins. I know you as a parent, I as a parent, we read the experts and things like that, but you found that some of the most genius ideas came from parents improvising in the spur of the moment. What kind of weird parenting wins did you go looking for?
So, you know, when I first became a parent 11 years ago, I had a really tough time in the beginning, and I was actually bedridden for 2 months because of a childbirth injury. And so I couldn't like figure out how to feed my kid, how to get her to sleep in the ways that I thought I would be able to. And I was reading all these books, and I felt like every book was telling me that I was already doing it wrong, like I had already failed. And the thing I realized a few years in was the things that worked for me were things that I did not learn from books. They were things that just, you know, occurred to me in the moment. And I went and talked to the Longest Shortest Time audience and asked them what kinds of things they were doing that were working for them. And the things that came back were like so creative and unconventional. It was things like a dad who pig snorted in his baby's ear to get her to stop crying. Or there was a couple who turned their electric toothbrushes into a white noise machine and conducted the baby to sleep.
And I love that the idea of one size doesn't fit all. In my early parenting reading, I'd see one book that said, if you don't do bedtime this way, you're going to ruin your kid. Another said, if you do it the opposite way, you're going to ruin your kid. I loved when I found a book that said, yeah, kids are pretty versatile. Like, find the thing that's going to work for them. And that seems like what you really encountered is that there's not always one exact solution that's going to work for every kid out there.
That's right. And most parenting books are so authoritative and they don't really inject fun into their techniques. And what I was finding is that, you know, kids are kids and they want to have fun. And the more that you can make your parenting style weird, the more they are going to listen to you.
Yeah, share some more of the, I guess, weirder ones or fun and useful ones that that you encountered along this project.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that kids really, really love getting away with stuff. And so I think that like right now, while we're in this pandemic, is a really good time to be doing like kind of letting your kids break the rules in a way that you're sanctioning, but they don't realize that you are. So for little kids, you know, one technique that I've heard of is letting your kid put on as much lipstick as they want if they do the thing that you want them to do. Letting them eat dinner in odd places. That was one dad's idea, was dinner in odd places. So you can have dinner in the tub. Just put them in the tub. It makes cleanup so much easier. Put them in a cardboard box. We're getting a lot of boxes delivered to our homes these days. Put them in a box, let them have dinner. Or while you're trying to work, put them in a box with a bunch of craft supplies and let them go at it. My daughter made a car doing that once when we were stuck in a snowstorm.
That reminds me of one of mine when my kids are, I don't know, 3 or 4 or something like that. And of course, we want them to eat the vegetables and keep them entertained while I'm cooking. So I had this elaborate thing going where I'd be like, well, watch out. There are these cucumber thieves going around, or carrot thieves or whatever. And then I'd turn my back, and then they'd sneak in and take these veggies that, of course, I actually wanted them to eat. And I'd like pretend to almost catch them. And it worked for years. Kids aren't that bright, I guess, is part of the lesson. But like those kind of little tricks can really.
Inexperienced. Yeah,
that's it. That's a better word for it, I guess. Yeah. Did you find a lot of other fun mealtime hacks?
Yeah, there was one that I love where this mom called it fancy dinner. So she would turn down the lights and light some candles and put on some nice music and then serve her kid dinner. And he would have no idea because the lights were low that she had mixed like spinach into his meal.
Oh, sneaky. Yeah. We are talking about great parenting hacks and tricks, things we come up with in maybe a moment of desperation that works with the kid. Hillary Frank is with us, author of Weird Parenting Wins. Not a ton of time, but if you have one to share, a story like this, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Okay, Hillary, here we are now, and there's a pandemic, and we're stuck at home, and the kids aren't going to school, and people are bored. Have you yourself or people you talk to been coming up with innovative ways to deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, the weekends. Weekends are, especially right now in the winter, there's a lot of time to fill. And, you know, something that we've started doing was playing, we play What's That Smell? So, you know, you get an item, put it under, you blindfold somebody in your family, put something under their nose, make them guess what the smell is. Another game that I love that.
Wait. I need examples here. What kinds of things are we smelling? Yeah.
So you know, you can kind of get as gross as you want, but the fun thing is that if people can smell gross things that have gross interpretations of things that are normal. So we put a lemon under my husband's nose, and he thought it was mayonnaise.
Weird.
Yeah,
this is kind of, it's kind of tangy when you think about it. Okay,
I guess so.
But yeah. Does he get made fun of now?
Oh yeah. 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 Here, you want some mayonnaise? I'll just squirt it on top of your meal. But I got to tell you about what's on my butt. This is one of my favorites. So this is good for when you want to have a little downtime, which I know is like when you're trying to fill all this time over the weekend, you can get really tired and your kid just wants to keep playing. So what you can do is lie face down on the floor or on your couch and then tell your kid to go find something. Don't tell you what it is, and put it on your butt. And then you have to guess what it is.
I love
it. The longer it takes you to guess, the longer you get to rest.
I wish I remember in my sleep deprived parenting days, my game was crawl over dad. I wasn't that clever. I wish I'd come up with what's on my butt. Hey, let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Rachel is with us in Racine. Rachel, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about?
My kids are older now, but they still talk about when they were little. I used to put one of those plastic tablecloths on the floor in the kitchen, and then we would have a no-hands dinner. So I'd make something like spaghetti, and we'd have to eat it with no hands.
And I love that.
Even though they're in, you know, high school and college now, they still, please, Mom, please, can we have the no-hands dinner?
So you still do that for them at 17 and 20?
Sometimes.
Wow. I love it, Rachel. Thanks so much for sharing that. And definitely starting with that easy-to-clean tablecloth. Well, that's right up your alley, Hillary, the no-hands dinner on the easy-to-clean tablecloth.
I have the opposite of that, which is all-hands dinner, where like you can serve an ice cream sundae into your kid's hands. It makes things extra fun. Yeah.
That's
I love it.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Rachel. I appreciate it. So I love that too, because her kids are, she's at high school and college now, and they still want to do it. These things not only get you through that moment, in some cases, it sounds like they can create some pretty fun memories down the road, Hillary.
Yes. I think that's the thing, is that these things can help you in the moment, and they can also they can also really create bonding moments that last.
Thank you so much for that call at 800-642-1234. So Hillary, what would your advice be for that that parent when it is tough and they're looking for a creative solution to whatever the problem is? How can they tap into that inspiration?
You know what? The thing is that sometimes we just get so, things get so hard and it's so frustrating. And especially now when we're all dealing with so much. And I think there are moments where you have to let it all out. And then there are moments where like you can check yourself and hold it in. And if you can like realize in the moment which one it is, then there are a couple different directions you can go. Like if you need to let it all out, there's one family that told me they do a family scream. They just all get together and scream, like go outside and let it all out. Then there's like another approach, which is to like, just be, when you're all getting on each other's nerves, celebrate your unbirthday. So you like, you pretend it's everyone's birthday, but it's not. And you do all the birthday things. So you make each other unbirthday cards and you make an unbirthday cake. Lots of people are baking right now. You can turn it into an unbirthday cake, fun. Make it even more fun. And you make decorations. And it's a way of just kind of, sometimes when you like force yourself to celebrate each other, that can be a good fix. And then in those times when you really feel like what you got to do is hold it in, one mom has a technique where she grabs some duct tape, puts it over her mouth, and draws on a smile with a Sharpie, which then makes her kid laugh and then makes her laugh. And then she can like keep it together for a little bit.
Fantastic. We'll leave it there. Hillary, thank you so much for sharing some of these ideas with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hillary Frank is the author of the book Weird Parenting Wins, Bathtub Dining, Family Screams, and Other Hacks from the Parenting Trenches. She joined us to talk about parenting during the coronavirus and weird little tricks to make it work during tough times. You could still share your family story over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.